Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sitcomDnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomDnd.
Hi, hello, and welcome to Chip's Tips, a dating and relationship advice podcast from your favorite half-orc. Whether you're an eligible dork, your relationship's at a fork, or you're just looking to pork, renowned bachelor and self-proclaimed local legend Chip Ahoy has got the answers for you. Coming up on Chip's Tips, we have two gnomes whose volume is causing them trouble in the bedroom. And before that, joining us is an equine whose heart aches because suitors find that she's fake. But first, let me introduce the tubby little rat here to help you find a hubby or settle your spats, Jennifer! Hey, Jennifer.
Did you say something?
Yeah, Jennifer, we're hosting a podcast right now.
Now?
Put the chef's tools down.
I'm a chef. Why are you saying it like it's derogatory? It's what I do here.
I know, but remember how you volunteered to help me with my podcast?
Yes, and it has to be now.
Yes, it's now.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Did you call me Tubby?
Don't worry about that, okay? We're just here to talk about love, okay? You know how much I love love, right?
You love love.
I love love. I love. I mean, you know my history, my maybe promiscuous past.
Your droughts and... Sometimes it rains and it pours, but yeah.
You know, I honestly think it's a good thing for us to talk about my droughts. You know, as rare as they may be, it's important because those droughts help me relate to those that maybe struggling. You, for example, what's going on with your love life?
Well, I'm actually kind of trying out like a dry March, but instead of dry alcohol wise, it's dry sex wise. I'm doing no sex March.
Oh, is this a yearly thing? Do you do this often?
I've never done it before.
How's it going?
Terrible. I'm having so much sex. I'm having so much sex. It's going terrible.
Oh man, that's rough. What's causing you to lapse so often?
Horny. It's mostly how horny I am.
That's rough. I mean, okay, I guess this begs a question, like why do this at all then?
Yeah, no, I think it's just to like, just to see if I could, you know? It's like, why do people run marathons?
Oh, okay. It's not because of like any previously bad experience that you've had that you felt like you needed to take a break from or anything?
No, I just kind of wanted to see what my life was like and what my sexual life was bringing to my overall well-being and what it's not. And
oh, I love that.
Well, like I said, so far, hard to tell because I'm still having a ton of sex.
Yeah, that's maybe I can help you out. Maybe let's talk about that, right?
Trying
to think of ways to. Is it, you know, you obviously work with hundreds of individuals similar to you. I assume that's maybe
hot.
Where you're meeting some of these. Yeah, and they're hot.
They're all hot.
They're
just
all
a
hot.
bunch of lookers in the kitchen. The kitchen itself is hot temperature wise, and then you know. So it's a group of six of them, you know, all real strong and svelte, lifting a pot together. You know, and when you're in the trenches like that all day and then you're unwinding and you're all sharing one cigarette after work, it's hard not to just, you know, get after it.
That's fair. Now, this is a self-imposed thing, so I feel like it's not a bad thing that you're having sex. Like, I'm not going to say, you got to stop this, right? You got to figure this out. Because it's not really a problem, you having all the sex
No,
you're having.
No.
But obviously, if you want to figure out a way to, it's not even improving that you're trying to do, right? You're trying to just figure out who you are without sex. And that's just been hard for you to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's really good. You're good at this.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, keep us.
We should record this.
Jennifer, we are recording this.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, we're going to put this out into the world. All right,
well, I'm going to get back to work in the kitchen.
You're sticking around. You're my sidekick for this whole thing. So for 50 minutes, we're going to be hanging out, interviewing some folks. Speaking of which, let's actually bring on our first guest. Please, I want to welcome Bubbles Bedazzle, the unicorn. And, you know, she's been going through, like I said, a rough patch of people calling her fake. But I'll let her go into it a little bit more. Hey, Bubbles, how you doing?
Hey, I can't sit.
You can't sit.
No, I physically cannot sit. I wouldn't know how.
That's okay. You don't have to sit. That's not a requirement for the podcast.
That's okay. Cool.
I'm going to stand like a unicorn in solidarity.
Oh, okay. So you actually believe I'm a unicorn. That's a good start. Great. Cool. Great.
It sounds like you're upset.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit upset because normally when I walk into a room, people go, no, no way.
They figure horse, fake horn.
Yes. It's okay. Chip, thank you.
You know, I'm not going to say this because I know that this is probably what people say is they like touch your horn and try and move it.
Every single first date, they lean across the table and they try to yank my horn. And you know what's humiliating? I have an orgasm every time someone touches my horn. You think I want that? Middle of a restaurant, I'm eating my spaghetti. It's horrible. It's so embarrassing. I go, excuse me.
What kind of society are we living in where you could just touch people on a first date? Okay.
Everybody's got their spots. I totally get it. Everybody's got their spots. For you, it's your horn. For me, well, we don't need to get into that.
Is it your?
Yep.
It's not my business.
Yep.
It's just like, yeah, I don't mean to like immediately come on here like, hi, how are you? I'm pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you feel your feelings. You don't have to be polite. That feels like another thing that society is putting on you, you know, and already as something that people don't believe in. The last thing you need to do is like justify who you are and why you're here.
Thank you. I know I'm coming in a little hot. I literally just like, you know, when I came in through the door, people have said like, I mean, so many comments about me being like fake, not real. Boo. And then people like in my own life, the people when they finally do get to know me think I'm like two-faced and I'm like two different people. Unbelievable.
Well, let's talk about some people from your own life. Like, what was your last long-term relationship that you were in?
Okay, well, I did date a cow for several years and he was
Did the cow have any horns?
Excuse me?
Did the cow have any horns? Cows often have horns, like little horns. I guess bulls might be the better way. Like a male cow is.
Do you think I can only date things that have horns?
No, simply a question. I apologize.
So not true. I apologize in Chip's behalf. That was way out of line. Of course you can date other things that don't have horns. Like, I would date you for sure.
Yes, he had horns.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was just like, thought I was like so fake. Like we'd go out to dinner with his parents and he would be like, what was that? And I'd go, I was being myself. And he went, no, you weren't. And then we'd get into an argument and then it would just be like bad the rest of the day. He was also a cow.
What were his parents like? Do you often connect with parents? Like, do you do a good job?
Well, really, really awkward because like his mom sat down. And we were, like, having this whole conversation. It was going well. And I was like, this is so nice. It's so great. Like, what kind of milk do you make? Blah, 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 blah. And then okay, so his dad died and became, like, they used him for meat.
No,
before the date. And okay. So, and then the waitress comes over and puts a burger down on the table. I introduce myself. thinking that it's him. I say, how do you do, sir? So nice meet you. I see when Moon gets his good looks. And they were like, that's a burger. That's a burger. That's on my dad. And it was just really awkward.
If I had a nickel for every time I introduced myself to a burger, I have a lot of nickels.
Mm-hmm. So she gets
especially
it.
As a chef, I'm sure you see a lot of burgers coming in and out.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sometimes it's hard to tell if I know the burger or not. Half the time, yes.
So how did it end between you and... you don't have to share his name, I guess, but how did it end between the two of you?
His name was Moo.
He was a cow named Moo. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you must know, he cheated on me with a bunch of show horses. Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I've been on both sides of that, and it's rough, you know?
You've cheated before? Why would you say that?
What the fuck, dude? You're giving advice?
I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to be fully 100% honest.
Shut it down. This is a terrible idea.
No. This is... Jennifer, this is... I want full honesty here, okay? I want full honesty from everybody, and I'm not gonna be a two-face and not be honest about my own relationship.
Chip,
you know?
Can I be honest with you right now? Made it seem like it was the same amount of pain. And I think that's where we're all getting upset. You were like, I've been on both sides of it, and they both are terrible. What?
It's not easy to cheat, okay? You have to be sneaky, okay? You have to shower more often than you'd prefer. Different things like that. It's not easy. I'm not going to say that it's harder to be the cheater.
I wish I could sit right now, but I can't.
Yeah. Now, this, you're raising some good points. Never thought about that. It's a lot of work.
Do you know how painful it is to see the show ponies leaping over, like, those wooden things and trotting with their legs up like this, just all fancy? Like, it's so hurtful. And I go, I'm mythical. And my parents are not unicorns. I'm not pureblood unicorn. I have one horse dad and a narwhal mom. So I guess I'm not as like magic as other unicorns, I'm still magic, you know?
I think this is important to say. Without the fact that you're a horse or you're a unicorn, you are magical. You are magical, right? Bubbles Bedazzle is magical.
Don't condescend to me.
I'm not being condescending. I think we're all magical. I truly believe that.
That's what you tell
kids, man.
And
we're all unicorns. We're all unicorns, right?
No, you're not. You're a rat. And I'm a unicorn.
Okay. You say rat like it's a bad thing?
No, I'm saying like you're a rat and your pleasure spot's like your tail or whatever.
It's the tip of my tail. Did you know that there are more neurons, more little feelers in the very tip of my tail than there are in the whole rest of my body?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Cows really have horns? Am I imagining cows wrong here?
Don't they have like little horns?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. But if I drew a cow right now, I wouldn't draw it with horns, I don't think.
I think what might be a good thing for us to practice is maybe you go on a date with Jennifer. And not a real date, just like a little practice date.
Okay,
and
you're the expert.
Careful, because I'm on a fucking hot streak, baby.
And what I really want you to do is be fully authentically yourself. Okay. And you tell me if anything's coming off as fake.
Great.
Both Jennifer and Bubbles, both of you. If anything's coming off as fake, and I'll point it out. Like I said, honesty, right? I'll point out, I'll be like, that's not real. Cool. Okay, let's do it.
Who am I playing?
What's your type? Yeah. Bubbles, you got a type that Jennifer could maybe be?
Cow like things.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. Jennifer does a great cow-like thing.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Bubbles Bedazzle. I'm a magical unicorn. I'm a doctor.
Okay, you totally... I'm going to point out immediately. Immediately, you totally changed your voice and vibe.
No, I didn't.
And this... What you... You saying, no, I didn't, completely different from the introduction that you just made.
Yeah, you're even moving different.
Chip,
yeah, you
kind of
did like... I'm paying attention. I would never not pay attention on my own podcast, okay? I promise you I'm 100% here.
All right, let me try again.
You're right. I'll try again, and I'll point out if I see anything weird.
Hey, my name's Bubbles Bedazzle. apples. Nope, stop. I'm a doctor in an internet.
Okay, we're going to stop. I'm going to give you one more attempt. So say hello to me as Bubbles. Say hi.
Okay, but I need you to walk me through what went wrong because I can't hear the difference.
It was when you started to, have you heard of a nanny?
No.
Like nannies, like the general concept of
nannies.
Oh,
yes.
Well, there's this famous one. Okay. She's really well known. You kind of took on her vibe a little bit is what I felt.
Okay. I feel like I'm just being myself. Jennifer, did you notice a difference or?
Oh, big time. Big time. Watch. Just let's pretend like we're not even doing a little role play. Just. There'll be no transition. Let's just continue our conversation right now.
There you go. That's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be nothing different.
And it's rolling. So, and it's just rolling right into it.
My name is Bubbles Bedazzles and I live on a rainbow.
Okay. I'm just going to let this play out.
What's your name? And do you have any brothers or sisters?
My name's Spot and I'm utterly delighted to meet you.
And then I would, like, go on a date.
What is this voice? What is this voice now that you're doing?
The same voice I've been doing the whole time.
You switch. You, in the middle of the sentence that you were just saying, you completely switch voices.
That's not true. Play it back.
Okay, let's play it back. Let me rewind. And we're playing it back.
Hi, I'm Bubbles Bedazzles, and I live on a rainbow.
Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Yep, I hear with my ears, and it sounds like me.
You screamed at the toppest pitch of your entire mouth.
I think you must have sensitive ears.
I don't think that's not true. Okay, I do absolutely have sensitive ears, which is why I'm able to probably pick up on this kind of stuff.
You know what, Chip? Don't you think that people are different versions of themselves depending on where they are? Like, are you the same you at work as you are at home, as you are with your friends, as you are with your coworkers? Like, do you change, right, when you're talking to different people, even a little bit?
Okay, we're being honest, right? I think it's impossible to, like, keep up the same level of who you are for everybody. I think that's going to be hard.
Right. And when you cheated on people, you had to be the fake version of yourself probably a lot.
I had to lie. But for when you're trying to get into a real relationship,
okay.
Right. When you're really trying to meet somebody that you want to fall in love with and spend the rest of your life with, you have to be 100% yourself. And I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody from your past that you dated was probably right about you, but some of them may have been right about you.
You know what, Chip? Maybe I can't be myself on dates because maybe people will not like the real me, which is a unicorn that's sort of a fluke because her mom's a narwhal and her dad's a horse. Okay, maybe the real me is not the real me.
You use this term unicorn, right? And Jennifer did a great job using it to mean individual, to mean unique.
But it's also like, I look like and what I am.
You literally are a unicorn that is unique. The fact that your parents are a narwhal and a horse makes you even more of a unicorn than the other unicorns that are out there.
I've never seen a unicorn that looks like you. You literally have the body and tail of a manatee. Four, not legs, just hooves at the bottom of your otherwise featureless round body. And at the top is a horse head with a horn on it. It's gorgeous.
Well, I'm not... The other unicorns are better than me. They can, like, throw up sparkles, and they can walk on water, and they can make little girls' dreams come true. I can't do any of that stuff.
Speaking of which, on your fake date that you had with Jennifer, that we might have time to go back to, but you said I live on a rainbow? Is that what you said? I live on a rainbow?
I was faking.
Yeah. you know...
I was faking it. You got me.
Do
you hear that? That's a sound of progress.
Sounds like the truth to me.
Yeah.
I was faking it. I also said I was a doctor astronaut, and that's not true either.
Did you say that? Or you were going to say that?
I did say that.
You did say that. That's a lie?
Yeah. That's not true. I was faking.
Well, let's try it again. Let's do one more role play. What do you say, Chip? And this time you be yourself, okay?
Okay.
That sounds great. All right, hit it.
Hi, I'm Bubbles Bede- Hi. Hi.
So close.
Hey.
So close.
Hey.
Keep going.
Hey, I'm Bubbles. I'm
home. Come on. You got this.
Hi.
You got this.
Hi, I'm Bubbles Bedazzle. I have a terrifying body. Would you like to go on a date with me?
Hi, I'm Jennifer the Rat. I live on a unicorn.
See?
What did Jennifer. I do?
Jennifer.
What did I helpful. Do?
Jennifer, not helpful. I don't, were you try? Are you, were you mocking Bubbles right there?
No. No, I was being myself.
You must have been a lot like me because when you did that, it reminded me of my sister. So, like, you were copying me in some ways.
Once again, I smell progress, and I hear progress, and I see progress. And
I
that's
can't
important.
Smell or see anything. I'm sort of a monster.
You can't smell or see anything?
I don't have any senses. I don't have any of the senses.
You have none of the senses?
No.
What? Is that why you can't sit?
Oh, I
can't. Is that related?
Chip, I can't do anything, basically.
Look
at my body. What functions, what things do you think that I could do in the kind of animal that I am?
Come to think of it, I don't even remember how you got here. You were just kind of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Yeah,
well, I'm cured.
Well, all right. Well, if you want to stick around, we got a couple more guests coming. Do you want to stick
I don't
around?
Think she's got a choice except for to stick around.
Nowhere to go. Wouldn't know where to go.
Wouldn't know how to go, it looks like.
Thanks, Jennifer.
All right. I want to bring on our next guest. This is Chris and Babes Bugga Bugga. They're two...
That's Booga Booga.
I'm sorry, Booga Booga. I have it written down, so I apologize. And these are two gnomes that are having a little bit of trouble in the bedroom. I can sum it up, or you guys can feel free to take it and let us know what's going on there.
Thank you, Chip.
Hey, it's great to be here.
We can't sit, but thank you for having us.
Extremely
you guys also
offensive.
Don't want to sit?
Oh, hold on now. No, we don't.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to sit. Nobody has to sit. Yeah. I don't think I said anybody has to sit. I don't.
I'm not fucking sitting, Chip.
Okay, Jennifer, that's fine.
You don't tell me what to do.
I didn't. I'll stand. How about I stand? I'll stand. Here, let me stand.
Okay, good. I'm so sorry about that. Now we're on the same page. What's up,
now
you
we're
guys?
On the same page. So Chris,
Booga Booga.
Babes, yeah, Booga Booga. Chris, you want to kind of walk us through what you've been experiencing in the bedroom lately?
All right. So we just got married. I took her last name. And I'm, well, before I say that, guess what I do for a living? Better yet, let me give you a clue. Hi,
yeah, Chris, you got to give him a clue. Last time you got really hurt by whatever someone said. So,
okay,
you know.
Well, I'm giving you a clue.
Clown. Clown, you're a clown.
Very close. I'm a performer. Hi, my name's
Unicorns.
Chris. No. What? No. My name's Chris, and I'm band leader in a big band.
Is that the hint, or is that
you
do?
That's the hint.
Okay. My guess is that you lead a band of some sort.
Hey, the tall one's a little, he looks stupid, but he is smart. Hey, we're all having fun tonight. We're all what? Having fun. All right. Here's a coupon. All right. Get yourself a scotch and soda, huh? You look like you like scotch and soda, ponytail.
Yeah, this guy looks like he likes scotch and soda. Oh, you fuck. Yet, babe. You
this
fuck.
Guy looks like he likes scotch and soda. Fucking.
I can't eat or smell or drink a scotch and soda.
Jesus Christ. What is that?
Oh my God! It's
hey Chris.
Wet
Chris, we don't ask
oh
questions God. Like that. Okay, this is an open
Hi,
space.
Hi, my name's Bubbles Bedazzle, and I am very good
Bubbles,
and pretty
Bubbles.
Unicorn who has all of the magic.
Can Bubbles, neither of them are going to date you, so you don't have to.
They immediately. I wasn't good enough for either of them when I was just being myself. You were lying.
I Chris, we are open to all sorts of bodies, all sorts of personalities here. Okay, so we're not going to point anybody's out. We're not going to point out anybody's cool, awesome ponytails.
You're the shortest thing I've ever seen. That's what I'm saying about your body, sir.
Wow. Oh, man, that one stung me like a bee. We're all having fun tonight.
And I guess, Babes, what do you do for a living?
Babes, my name's Babes, and my dad is a part of the mafia.
What?
That's your job?
And that's basically kind of what you do?
Yeah, it's kind of what I do.
Yeah, really can't go into it. You guys.
Honestly, yeah, we can't go into it. Chris had to take my last name or yada, yada, yada. Yeah,
those booga boogas, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's those booga boogas.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to get too touchy with anything just for the sake of my own
Chips,
life.
You're sweating so much.
No, I'm not. It's not sweat. It's tears because I know that these two are having a hard time in the bedroom.
Don't you worry, Chris. Chris was so scared when he first met my dad.
I'm not scared. You'll get used to it.
You're acting so weird, Chip. Usually when the booga boogas get brought up, you say, what a fucking dumb pile of shit family they are.
I would never never say that. Huh. I never have said that.
Wait a second.
I never will.
You know what? Let my wife talk.
Thank you, honey.
That's healthy. This is healthy. Dynamic right there, that's the best thing I've seen from the two of you so far.
I'm going to tell you, we know how to communicate like nobody's biz. But
well, here's the thing. You guys seem pretty great like so far. Is there a problem that you have in your relationship?
Well, here's the thing.
Mouse, you don't even know us.
Yeah. You don't know us.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm actually a rat, believe it or not.
Doesn't matter.
So Chris and I are having trouble in the...
Okay.
In the room with the bed in it. The room where it happens.
Mm-hmm.
The laundry room.
What's going on in there? Give us, you know, we're a full honesty podcast, all right? Honesty fully 100%.
Is there a ghost in there? You got a ghost problem?
I wish.
I wish. Honestly, yeah, yeah. Oh, Bubbles, I wish it was a ghost problem.
Jesus, it does not get easier to look at you. Oh my. I'm sorry. That's the last one. That is the last one.
Chris, why don't you go ahead? Go ahead and explain.
All right. So we have this problem where I have this belief, and it might be true, it might not be true, but every time that I come, I am convinced that I lose 10% of my life force. And that resets on every solstice, but if I come six times in 6 month period, I will become a wraith and I will have to walk the world between ours and the next.
So you see what I'm working with here.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like solstice every 6 months, so you can only have sex six times.
You basically know
once per month.
How many calendars are inside my house?
It's good to be reminded.
You want me to guess? Are you going to give me a clue?
I'll give 100. You a clue.
The clue? Is it going to be band leader again?
Is the clue going to be the answer again?
Hi, my name is Chris, and it is 9.
Okay, is it 9? Do you have 9 calendars?
Yeah, it is 9 calendars.
It is 9 calendars, yes.
You got a calendar in the bedroom. You got a calendar in the kitchen. You got a calendar in the car. You got a calendar in your desk. You got a calendar on the mirror in the bathroom. You got a calendar in the fridge. You got a calendar on the lawn, front lawn. You got a calendar in the mailbox. And you got a calendar in your mouth.
But we call that the foyer.
Okay, so I'm doing the quick math. I'm doing the quick math. And I said 6 before, but I think it's... If it's 10% of your life force, basically every 6 months you can only have sex 10 times, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Otherwise you become...
Or else I am doomed to walk this world. I glow. It happened to a cousin of mine. He just kind of comes around and he goes... And he sounds like he's just broken glass.
Yeah.
I'm not here to tell you whether or not that will happen. Because first of all, I don't know. And also, we don't want to know. We don't want to test it, right? So, we don't want to.
I guess my question is, so Mama's got to feed, you know, mm-hmm. Mama's got mm-hmm. hungry. Yeah. And so we only get 10 once a month.
Every solstice.
What can Mama Babes do?
It feels like you both are not on the same page with the math. And that's just my 2 cents from over here.
Also, can I step in real quick and
say that
every time that there's, let's say, that Mama needs to eat, as you put it, doesn't mean that Mr. Booga Booga needs to come.
Huh.
Oh.
I agree wholeheartedly that just because Chris can't come doesn't mean that babes, you still can't get off. That's totally fair.
I'm afraid, though, if I'm getting off, he's going to get off. I mean, look at me. Look at me. Wouldn't you come if I was coming, Chip? Wouldn't you come if I was coming?
Maybe I'm overstepping here. Maybe Chris doesn't even have to be there.
Be careful. You know who her father is.
Yeah, you better. Chris, excuse me?
I'm trying so hard.
Excuse me?
What? What?
I'm just saying, Chris doesn't have to be present in order for Mama to eat a little something.
Are you saying you're going to be present, Chip?
No.
You trying to fuck my wife?
No.
You trying to fuck my wife?
Put on the record that I would not be there.
I'm climbing to the top of this stool and I'm going to throttle you.
Chip loves cheating.
No.
He says it's actually a great idea.
Oh my God, the lump said that.
Yeah, Chip, when I came in here, he said, Chip, he said it's also more hurtful for the person who cheated than it is for the person who was cheated on.
I didn't say that. Okay, all I said is I cheated before. It's on the record. I have cheated before, and I'm okay admitting that because I'm all about honesty.
You said it was tricky figuring out all those disguises and sneaking around.
Speaking of disguises,
I don't know if I said disguises. I wore disguises, but I don't know if I said disguises.
Speaking of disguises, I wanted to talk about this. She can't come unless I'm wearing a mask.
We forgot to add that.
Okay.
So I can't come by myself.
Here's a fact. Masks are scary.
That is the only way I can come is if I'm scared.
Okay, so this is...
I can't breathe.
Okay, so this... Okay, let's work this out. I think we can find a solution for this because it sounds like he can't come more than 10 times in 6 months.
That is
we got that, right?
That is fact.
That Science. Is fact.
Okay, babes, Mama's got to eat, right? That's a fact.
Thank you.
Mama's got to eat is a fact, okay? But you can't come unless...
I can't eat or drink.
We know.
Oh, my God, that doesn't get easier. I know you're there. Man. I know.
It never gets easier. You forget.
Why do I want to touch your horn?
Now, this is a question, and tell me if I'm getting a little too personal, but... Babes, do you think you would know, and I'm not suggesting that I would be there, but
careful.
Would you know that it wasn't Chris wearing the mask?
Mouse, hold me back. Hold me back, Mouse. Get me, you son of a gun. You say you rap.
I'm just trying to tramp.
You want to wear a mask?
I'm not there. It's not
open your mouth. I want to spit in your mouth.
Then who is it? Who's wearing the mask? It's not my husband.
You're scared.
Isn't that what you want to be? Scared?
Yeah, you sound scared.
Yeah, but it's like a certain type of scared, right, Bubbles? You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Girl on girl.
Yeah, I do.
Girl, girl, girly girl.
Yeah, I'm Bubbles, and I know exactly what you're talking about. No. I am also a very famous detective.
Okay, never mind. So, yeah, I...
Okay, so here... I'm going to get to the root of the issue, okay? Because I feel like we're busy talking about logistics, which are... It's not good to talk about logistics when we're talking about sex.
It makes me not horny, and I want to horn.
This is the root of the
so
issue.
Hard.
Wait, here's another thing.
I have a horn.
Oh, no, more things?
Chip, there's are you going to make me fuck someone in front of everyone?
No, we don't have to do the practice with you. We don't have to do that.
Oh, thank God.
I have seen hundreds of mice have sex before. I really don't need to... I don't need to see that.
Okay. If this guy calls me a mouse one more time, I'm going to freak out.
Mouse.
Am I going to have to hold you back?
I'm taking off my mic. I'm coming after this guy.
No, I'm holding you back. I'm holding you back.
Hey, Jennifer!
I don't care who your father-in-law is!
Hey, you're lucky I'm wearing shin guards or else that would have hurt.
Okay,
you're not that tall!
I'm taking it back to the root of the issue. The root of the issue is the idea that we're scheduling sex, right? 10 times in 6 months. You got calendars all over the place. We're scheduling sex. All right, this is not healthy. Like I know people do that when they're trying to have a baby because there's only certain times when you're able to conceive, but this isn't the case for you. And now you guys are trying to schedule sex.
Yeah.
That does not work.
I'm pregnant.
Baby, what? OK, Can I touch your stomach like it's a unicorn horn?
I'm pregnant.
With my baby?
And I can't tell my dad.
Why? We're married.
Chip, I'm going to have you call my dad and tell him.
I don't know if I can. I mean, I can't do that. And if I do that, you cannot talk about me potentially having sex with you. Okay? That can't come up.
Yeah. You have to do it. You have to.
And
it's your show.
Definitely do not tell him on that phone call when she's horny, she only whispers. Do not say that on that phone call.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it would have come up because I didn't know about it before.
Tell him I'm here.
That's good.
You want me to, Bubbles, you want me to tell him that you're here?
Yeah.
Chip, okay, you got to do it. It's your show, Chip. You got to do it. It's your show.
All right. Seb is our silent producer. Seb, can you get, what is your dad's name?
Crotch.
Crotch. Can you get Crotch Booga Booga on the phone, please?
Yeah, it is just a can with a really long string. But
Seb,
once again,
I know you are the silent. You are the silent producer.
What does that even mean?
it means that you don't actually talk. Okay.
I have a voice made for radio. Check this out.
Seb. Seb. We'll probably edit that.
Hi, Seb. I'm Bubbles and I'm a radio.
I'm married.
Seb, can you just get Crotch on the phone?
All right. I am jingling the can.
Okay.
You got Crotch Booga Booga.
Hey, Crotch, this is Chip.
Who the fuck is this?
Careful.
I just said this is Chip Ahoy. You may have heard.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Chip Ahoy. You know, that thing where you like get swallowed by a dragon and burst your way out. I did that.
Are you working?
Are you working
for Slim Stevens?
No. This isn't about my murderous past. This is about I host a dating and relationship advice podcast.
Slim Stevens has been encroaching in our territory.
Yeah,
and if you're working with Slim, I'm going to follow this little string to the other can that it's tied to.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to take that string.
This isn't good.
And I'm going to around my neck. Floss. No. Oh, more detail.
More specific.
I'm going to floss your whole body with it. Get in all the crooks and crevices.
My dad's a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
like Frost,
I'm going to put you in the can. I'm going to can you. And I'm going to send you to your mama so she can have a nice can of you. I'm not done yet. There's more details.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, wrap it up if you don't mind. Because I got excited. I do have exciting news for you, actually.
And she's going to eat and say, that's good. That's it.
Okay. I don't know who Slim Fast is, so I don't know.
Slim Stevens.
Slim Steven. I'm sorry. Slim Steven. I don't know who that is.
Plural. Slim Stevens.
Are there a couple of them, or is that his name?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Okay. I have exciting news for you. Your daughter and her husband are actually with me right now, and I want to announce... Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to have to put you on hold, Crotch. What's going on?
We're not here.
We can't be here. We told him we were... We were on a cruise.
Why did you not tell me that before this?
You gotta tell him. He hates women.
You're with babes?
He hates women.
You're with babes? I thought they were on a cruise.
No, they're on a cruise, and they're not here. When I say I'm with them, I meant that they wrote me a letter to read to you, yes. I guess is what I meant.
Tell them I'm here.
And also, we have, the only person here is Bubbles.
Hi. Bubbles and everyone's scared of you. Hi,
Bubbles. It's been a minute.
You two actually know each other.
Oh yeah, we go way back. Me and Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
You still an astronaut space lawyer?
You know it. The very same.
You're the fucking coolest.
You're the coolest.
Okay, all right, Chipples.
Yeah, it's Chip Ahoy, and I'll read the letter? I'll read the letter from your daughter.
All right.
Dear father, I'm so excited to announce to you and to the world.
No, do her voice.
Oh, okay. I'm so... Wait, hold on one second. What's your
Baker,
voice?
Baker, you're faking. Yeah. You're faking. Yeah. You just told
Wait,
me
why do I have
to do
her voice? I don't have to do
it's
her
better
voice.
Storytelling. It's better storytelling.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Hypocrite.
Doesn't,
this is what I sound
letters.
Like. This.
No. This. Stop. If you don't stop talking, he's going to know that you're here. This. If he doesn't. Okay, I'm not going to do that, though. Okay. Dear Father, that's my voice. Dear Father, I'm so excited to announce to you and to the world that during one of the 10 sexual encounters that me and my husband can have every 6 months, whilst he is wearing a mask, I'm afraid for my life.
Too much.
And I whisper to him, we conceived. And I am pregnant with your grandchild.
Your what? Love,
babe.
That was the worst part. That's from Babes.
Yeah.
That letter's from Babes. My Babes. My little girl.
That's from your daughter. That's right.
Every single one of those details was the worst thing I could have heard.
Daddy, it's me. It's Babes. I've been on the call the whole time.
Hi, babes. Mr. Booga Booga. It's me, the band leader.
Shut your mouth, pencil dick. I'm talking to my daughter.
Hey, coming from you? That's nice.
I'm pregnant.
The fuck is that supposed to mean? Let me talk to my daughter.
I'm so scared of you.
Okay, you're babes. On with your daughter.
Babes, do you know what this means?
Well, before you guys get into more detail, you are being recorded and this is going to be broadcast to kind of like the world. So just a heads up.
I have no concept of any of that.
You have a new podcast and you think the world's going to hear it?
The entire world is going to listen to this thing.
Babes, you're pregnant before your 72nd solstice. You know what that means? If you have the child, it'll be claimed by the wraiths.
No. No, they'll come in their carriage with the bone horses.
Oh, no,
and
I
they
totally
will,
forgot.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, God.
That's why I've been trying to protect you this whole time.
Oh, I've been
what if
so
you guys
concentrated on my own calendar?
What if you guys actually go on a cruise and have the baby on the cruise?
Maritime law.
Because of maritime law.
The boat law.
The boat laws.
Oh my God, the boat law.
Oh my God, Chip.
Chip,
you solved our problem.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
Oh my God, yeah. You are, Daddy.
Oh no. They're doing
Daddy,
it.
You don't have to kill him.
They're doing it on the desk.
Oh no, he got his mask out.
Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. I'm about to give you a tenth of myself.
But this is this is spontaneous. This isn't on the calendars,
give
right?
Me,
this is
give
this
me 10%.
I'm giving you 10%. I'm giving you 15. Let me give you
Bubbles,
15 right
Bubbles,
now.
You should be very happy you can't see or smell any of this.
I can send. I feel it, though. I feel like it's worse.
Feel?
No, I have something worse than senses. I feel like the energy of a thing, and this is horrible.
Oh, my God.
Chip, maybe we should cut the commercial and come back once
scared,
they're finished.
I'm scared, and I like it.
Why Activia, like the best thing to put in your mouth.
Oh, it smells like macaroni and cheese, what we're doing.
Oh, they had sex throughout the commercial. Okay, but anyway, I want to thank all my guests for being here today and coming on the show. You guys have been great.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer, you're not a guest. You're actually my co-host. But if anybody has any plugs, does anybody want to plug anything?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Yeah, Chris.
Chris and the
Booga
Booga Boys.
You got that concert coming up.
Yeah, the Booga Booga Boys are going to be playing. We're a bunch of aspiring big band. I play my mouth because that's my most talented instrument. You can
and it is.
Oh, I'm sure Babes likes that. Oh, yeah.
And I can agree.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to be at the Palm Lounge. We're playing at about 3:10, and we're going to be going on for 15 minutes. And yeah, there's like a whole song and a half.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's very exciting. So please go ahead and check that out. Bubbles, you got anything to plug?
Yep. Follow my vlog, Living on a Rainbow. We release videos every Tuesday and Friday. And I'm a real unicorn. That's it.
Excellent. Jennifer, you got anything?
Yeah. Actually, in the kitchen, we're trying out some new stuff. So we got a new seasonal menu. The starter, I think, is particularly good. We're starting with the cream beige fromage. And, yeah, come check it out.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm always going to plug Bottoms Up. It's a great bar with a lot of character is probably the best way to say it.
Characters.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, characters character. Welcome is what we usually say. Characters welcome character. At the bar.
Characters welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in to Chips Tips. If you have a problem, just drop a comment in the suggestion box at Bottoms Up. I promise we will find the key to it soon. Don't you worry. And I'd like to leave you with a quote from me, directed towards everyone listening right now. I love you very, very much. Smell you later.